dancer. A little souvenir. Can I steal it from you? To memorize the way you shock me. The way you move it here.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1, streaming live, doing everything entertainment at MyTalk1071.com. Colleen Lindstrom, I'm Bradley Trainer, and oh, look at this. JPS has
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yep, thank you. She has some new thoughts for us on marriage, Colleen.
Great.
Oh, what does it take to have a successful marriage? Well, she's just about to celebrate her 20th wedding anniversary with husband Will Smith this December. And, you know, she's on this media tour for her most recent film, Girls
Night.
Trip. No,
or
Girls
Trip.
Yep. And she spoke to some ladies over, I think they're in the UK, called Loose Women.
Oh.
On Wednesday afternoon. So that would be today, which is really, yes, tomorrow. But that's now. So tomorrow's
it's
really
like
yesterday.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Or 10 minutes from now.
Wednesday afternoon to promote her new Girls Trip film. She said of her marriage, the secret for celebrating 20 years is friendship. You have to just go off and find your happiness, Colleen. The hardest thing to do is being married.
The hardest thing to do is being married. Okay.
I just don't know why y'all are always on her back. Like, I do not get it. Like, it really upsets me, if we're being frank. Like,
this is our intern Kaha.
Intern Kaha with
opinionated
strong
intern.
Opinions.
We didn't even get into this, and you're already mad. Just wait.
Just because
listen
this is like
the woman.
Third day in a row that you've talked about Jada Pinkett Smith.
Newsday, kid. Don't you understand?
There are celebrities that have done worse than be like condescending about marriage talk.
This is true, but she is annoying, and so we are going to go forth.
I do want to give you. Here's the thing that I have the issue with is like, it's this notion that she and her husband have an elevated, higher plane marriage that the rest of us don't have, that she is capable. And it's not Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith alone.
People keep on asking them, you know,
those people. You will come to know these people in your life. Intern Kaha, when your friends start to get married and perhaps you get married and what have you, if you so choose, that they will talk to you about marriage and relationships as if they have happened upon a higher plane of existence and understanding that the rest of us are just,
and they've got a key to it that you're all too young and too new and too fresh to understand.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Don't you think, Colleen? I mean, to me, there is no higher level of understanding required to determine why a successful marriage is successful or that a relationship is successful.
Can I just tell you what I think makes a successful relationship successful?
Yeah.
To people who are working at a successful relationship, period.
Yeah, that's
whatever that looks like for you. Yes.
I mean, I was thinking things like,
I have one.
What?
I like to keep an extra set of sheets on my side of the bed.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. We just fought over pillows the other night.
Why?
Because Jamie tried to take my second pillow.
Oh, that's lame.
But listen, you're going to side with him.
Okay.
So we each have two pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Every night I put my second pillow on the floor. Because I don't want two pillows. I used to put it between my legs, but now I just put it on the floor. And then he started taking it. And I was like, no, you can't have that pillow because that's my second pillow. And I might want to use that between my legs. And he's like, you don't.
When was the last time you did that?
Exactly. But I'm like, but I don't want you creating more space on my side of the bed. Like you're now hogging up more of the space with my second pillow.
No, I'm actually on his side.
I mean, most rational people would be. I get that, but that's not, I mean, welcome to relationship 101.
Uh-huh.
It's not about being rational. It's about being willing to. And here's my secret for you all, not you, but everyone else listening. You have to be willing to be comfortable with someone else's irrationality.
Oh, for sure.
So if you have to be able to, you have to be willing. Like if you are one of those people who is black and white, if you are one of those people who's like, this is my rule. Good luck with you, but that's not going to work in a relationship, because relationships require that you throw all of your rules out the window and you just go to sleep and wake up the next day and move on with your life. Am I right?
Totally.
Okay.
What else does JPS say?
She actually said some decent things. If this were coming out of the mouth of somebody who, you know, was an actual relationship counselor, you'd be like, okay, well, that makes sense. She says people need to go and deal with personal traumas because that comes with expectations. I don't know what that means. But you expect them to fill, that is, your partner, voids for you, but you need to do that separately.
Well, I agree with that.
Expecting someone else to make you happy is not right.
100%.
I agree with that, too. What do I always say?
Don't forget to change your underwear.
Do I say that?
No, but I'm trying to think of something
like,
sound.
Don't forget to wear underwear.
Okay. But what were you going to,
what
really
do I
say?
Always say?
I don't know.
About people
I'm
making
you happy.
I'm not
responsible for your happiness.
No, I don't say that.
What do you, I don't know. I'm getting it wrong. Just tell me what you say. You're responsible for your own happiness.
Everybody will let you down.
Oh, yeah, that's
at
true.
Some
oh,
point
yeah,
in
you
your
do
life.
Say that.
Every single person you know is going to let you down. So if you go into that, you know, relationship,
there it is.
Knowing, like Kaha, intern Kaha, she's going to let us down, man.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
We probably let her down all the time.
It's okay. I don't know.
We're
you got to show
you,
me.
In life, people let each other down.
And it's okay. You have to be willing to accept that people don't live up to your expectations.
Ever.
I live up to mine.
Well, no, they will occasionally.
Yeah, you only have to live up to your own.
No, you do have to live up to others sometimes. I mean, if you want to have sex.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
That is 100%
true. We don't need to go there right now.
No.
Yeah, seriously.
She cut off her own mic.
She's like, okay, bye. I'm out.
Ew, those two old people are talking about
sex. It's so weird.
Grody.
What other great advice, Bradley, do you have for a healthy marriage?
I think that you need to plan your own vacations.
What do you mean?
And even
without
if it's a mini vacation.
Other?
Absolutely.
Like go places without
yes.
each other?
Spend the night away from one another once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I haven't done. I mean, yes, I do that
now,
with other
I'm not
people,
saying,
though.
Now, I understand that it has different. Yeah, you do that with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
I'm saying you have to have your own space. Now,
yes.
I would like to just run away by myself and live in a hole for a week. But, you know, or that means being with your friends.
Yeah.
You have to plan time apart from your spouse because otherwise. Ooh. You're just fooling yourself.
Here's my other one. This is a real one. Remember when you, every time you start a conversation, remember that you're on the same team.
That's a hard one, though.
It's so hard, but that is, I have to remind, I say it out loud sometimes when we start getting into a, like when we start a conversation and it is in a tense place, I have to pull back and go, hey, hang on a second. Remember, we're on the same team. And it changes the entire tone of the conversation.
Yeah.
Because I think it's easy to think you're going to start, if there's conflict, you're going to start going at each other. And you did this and I, you know, you should have done this and you never do this and you always do this. But if you start with, remember, we're on the same team, it just puts you in a better headspace, man. Namaste.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. But also have your own blankets on the bed for sure.
We don't have our own blankets, and that's because my partner is very rule oriented, and it is not an acceptable. Like he would say to you, "You don't do that. That is not the way it's done."
But then I get cold at night,
yeah,
and I don't want
he
to
would
do
say,
that.
But that's not what it's not acceptable to have. Who nobody again. Totally agree with you. Understand understand that rules are meant to be broken. But in his world, you have a blanket on the bed, a comforter of some kind, and a sheet underneath.
Yes, I have that.
Yeah, but and you then, don't have your own.
But then I keep my own under the bed, on my side of the bed.
Yeah, well,
so
I'm
when I get cold,
you.
I just reach down and grab it, and then I can be warm. You know what I'd like to do? Bradley, to make somebody's life and relationship that much better.
Oh my God, are we sending somebody on a trip to Maui?
No.
Oh, darn.
But we are sending a whole family.
What?
To the Crayola experience.
Ooh,
at Mall of America,
crayons.
Where you can enjoy 60,000 square feet of attractions and the most colorful family destination for interactive creative play. 651-641-1071. I'd like to give that to caller number
six.
Wow, caller number six.
All right, and when we come back, this Tinder couple made Colleen tear up. We're going to talk about meeting people in real life when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated. Don't matter what you say.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1.
And I love the way
streaming live and doing everything. Entertainment at mytalk1071.com. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, and Colleen, you had a story that made you get all teary-eyed.
Oh, I did. I got kind of teary-eyed over the story that met after they'd been talking on Tinder for over 3 years. And I just wanted to hear, you know, I watch a lot of Catfish. I love that show. I love stories like this about people who have talked for years and years and years and then meet. Some of them go awry and some of them are wonderful. And I just thought for sure somebody in our listening audience, some people have to have met somebody after talking to them online for many, many years and had something either strange or wonderful happen. And if so, 651-641-1071, what happened when you met somebody in real life, IRL? For the first time. Sorry. Okay, so this is the story, though, that made me think about this. And this happened on, this came to a head on GMA yesterday. There was this young couple who met over Tinder. The two are students at the same college, and they had found each other over Tinder. Josh Avsek, who's 22, and Michelle Arendas. They both are students. She's 21. They're both students at Kent State University in Ohio. And in 2014, Josh found that he was matched with Michelle on Tinder. And he thought, okay, I'm just going to send her a quick message. So he said something like, hey, Michelle. And then it wasn't until maybe like 5 months later that he got a response from her. And the response was simply, hey, sorry, my phone died. Well, then they just kept this joke going back and forth over the course of 3 years where they would come up with excuses for why it had been so long since they had sent a text to each other over Tinder. And after such a long time, he shared it over Twitter and it went viral. And so then, of course, everybody became obsessed with these two meeting each other. So GMA invited them on the show. Tinder, of course, was there because the representatives of Tinder were there because when they finally met for the first time after 3 years, Tinder sent them on their first date to Maui for a week.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
How cool is that? But
I don't understand how they didn't like just run into each other.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, maybe they did and they never realized it. And we'll hear the rest of that story later. Or like they had classes with people in common or new friends of friends. Or I don't know. I didn't go to a school that was especially large. So, but there are people that I never ran into or never knew.
Yeah, for sure.
But you're right, Bradley. Like, how would they have not... Especially if they were saying like, oh, I've been talking to this person online, or it seems like at some point somebody would have said, oh, you know, you guys should meet. Or maybe the two of them should have said, hey, why don't we meet in the cafeteria and have coffee or something? Well, the reason why they never met in person was because Michelle, the girl, said that she was really just stubborn and she didn't want to be the one to ruin the joke. So they just kept going back and forth with the joke because she didn't want to be the person to drop the joke first.
But did we establish, is there any romantic and feelings there?
I don't think we know for sure yet. They really just had been doing this back and forth thing. I don't think they'd spent a lot of time getting to know each other, but clearly they had enough in common that they were matched on Tinder in the first place.
And presumably they're both single.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm telling you, I am not going to be surprised if like a week from now we find out like he's been seeing this other girl on the down low and she's pregnant with his baby.
Oh my gosh. And they're so cute. They're just these cute young people.
Let's go to Kathleen and see what story she wants
to share. Okay, 651-641-1071. What weird or wonderful thing happened when you met somebody in real life? Hi, Kathleen.
Guys, by the way,
I'm sorry. What was that?
We didn't miss.
I said I love you guys.
Oh, good.
I love you too.
Hoping you'd say that instead of like we hate you or I hate you guys.
No, okay, so I had a call because me and my husband actually met on, well, online, but it was before any of these online dating sites were around. It was on AOL Instant Messenger.
Nice. Old school.
Yeah, old school. And it was, I was a junior in high school and he was a year behind me and I was actually grounded for who knows what. And I was on the computer at night, all my friends are out. And I randomly messaged him and he messaged me back and we just kind of were on each other's, you know, buddy list for a while. And then I went off to college and I came back home and we had continued this friendship like over AOL Instant Messenger. And finally we decided, it wasn't with like any sort of romantic meaning, you know, when we first met, but we were like good friends at this point and we decided to meet. And I was 19. I told my mom what was going on because I was a little creeped out.
I was going to say she was probably mortified.
I'm really close with my mom. So luckily she was super like, okay. And he came up to the door and we saw he was, but looking back, I'm like, okay, it's a little weird that I did this, but whatever, it worked out. And we hung out and we stayed in touch. And then we started talking on the phone. And yeah, we both had significant others developed into a romantic relationship. And then it was actually like the second time we saw each other face to face. We had our first date and we've been together, married almost 10 years ever since.
And how, okay, that's awesome.
Congrats.
And how long was it between, I wasn't keeping track, between the time you first IM'd him or, and
it was like, and before we met.
Yeah. Until like you got engaged.
Well, it was 3 years until we met.
Okay.
And then we dated for 5 years before we got
engaged.
So we've been together
since
I was 19.
That is such a cool story.
It's a really cool story.
And
I was afraid to like, oh, do you hear my daughter in the back?
Yes.
So we have two little ones. Yeah, I was super afraid to tell people at first. I'm like, it's such a weird story, but it's such a cool story at the same time because it was built, you know, this friendship was built without any intent to date. And it just, it's weird. I know. I sometimes am like, oh my gosh, was it fate that brought us together? Like, and then I'll joke with my mom, like, thanks for grounding me that night because I ended up meeting my husband.
Yeah, and then it becomes a cautionary tale to parents about grounding their children.
Right.
Yeah, your child's going to use that against you at some point.
Kathleen, what an awesome story. Thanks for calling in to share that. Have you seen this Tinder couple that everybody's talking about?
I normally have, I'm a teacher, so I'm home in the summer and I normally have the news on.
Yeah.
But I didn't today, so I'm going to have to find that story.
It's adorable. I'm going to post it online later.
Okay, great. I'll have to take a look.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you for sharing your story. Love you, too. Thanks for listening.
Oh, that was cute.
That is sweet.
I was always just a few years off of any of these, like, meeting online trends. Like, I was either, it wasn't a thing yet, or I was married.
Yeah. Did you ever go on a blind date?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Worst one ever. The guy ate my French fries. He ordered a salad and then ate my fries off of my plate.
What did you say?
I said, we will not be hanging out together.
This is not how this is going to go.
Yep. It was really unfortunate.
Wait, I feel like I have heard that story.
Let's go to Deb real quick. Hey, Deb, you've literally got like 30 seconds. What did you want to share?
Hi, Deb.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were talking to me.
It's okay.
No worries.
You got 30 seconds.
I'm old as in dirt. I met my husband at Dayton's. He was walking through my department to pick up his mother. His mother said, you should date my son. We were married 44 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's so good.
Thank you, Deb.
Thanks,
what a way
Deb.
To end that segment.
That was cute.
All right. When we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've got some D-bags. We'll be right back. I don't want to know, no. Who's taking you home? Oh, I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't want to know, no. Who's taking you home? Oh, I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't want to know. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1, streaming live and doing everything entertainment at MyTalk107.1.com. Colleen Lindstrom, I'm Bradley Trainer, and now it's time to celebrate the day's Lord and Lady D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who do you Get out there, girl.
Frequent flyer alert.
Oh, let me guess.
Ding dong.
Is it Goop?
No.
Oh. Is it Lena Dunham?
No.
Is
Oh my gosh, we have so many.
A Kardashian.
It is multiple Kardashians.
Oh, ding, ding.
The Kardashians are up to their old copyright stealing ways. So this is not the first time we have had an issue with the Kardashians lifting somebody else's artwork, logo, likeness, etc. You will recall, Bradley, that a couple years ago when Kylie Jenner started her lip kits, or maybe it was Kendall that did this, there was like a piece of art that they copied and she got in deep weeds for it. And then, of course, they did what they do. The Kardashians did. They probably paid somebody off to keep them quiet.
Yeah.
And then they flooded the internet with nearly nude pictures of them. Right? Because that's their move.
Yeah.
Well, now it's, and then we had the debacle where they were superimposing pictures of themselves over iconic old rock t-shirts, yeah, like Dark Side of the Moon.
Well, and like
Kendall
Tupac
Jenner
and,
getting out yeah of the pool, right? That yeah didn't go over well. Now we have this. Kim Kardashian is apparently being accused of using a logo that's way too close to another makeup artist's logo. There's another makeup artist. There is a makeup artist, because Kim Kardashian, though she'd like to have you believe she's a makeup artist, she's just a person who wears a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
There's a makeup artist by the name of Kirsten Carr Weiss, and she, of course, has the exact same, almost the exact same initials as Kim Kardashian. Actually, the same initials, KKW.
Okay. Oh.
Well, in her line of cosmetics, she only uses the K and the W. So she has a line of cosmetics, and the logo is simply a block letter K next to a block letter W.
Yep.
Well, Kim Kardashian West has unleashed her own makeup line, and her logo is in simple block letters as well. And it utilizes the K, and the W. And Kirsten is saying, hey, you just totally lifted my logo to try to sell your crap. She says that this is copyright infringement, and that Kim knowingly, willingly, and deliberately intended to use her logo to sell her products.
Ooh.
Now, apparently sources have spoken and say that Kim's makeup line did consult several veteran trademark attorneys when they launched her KKW line to ensure there were no violations, and that they are very confident that KKW Beauty in no way infringes on the KW brand. However,
I mean, they should fire the people that did that due diligence.
Right? Well, I'm going to make it worse for you.
Okay.
Because while this is happening, Kylie Jenner is also in trouble for copyright infringement.
Oh.
Or rather, for copying a piece of art.
What?
She, you know that she's got this whole lip art
yep
thing. Her lip kits, whatever. Well, there's an article, there's an artist who's a painter by the name of Sarah Pope, and she's been featured in many different galleries. And she says that Kylie Jenner copied her Temptation Neon logo and has used it to promote her new reality show, The Life of Kylie. Can you, I want you to look at these side
yeah
by
I
side.
Am.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on.
It's the only thing that's different is the shape of the mouth.
But barely.
Hardly.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Like almost not at all.
And so she might have a case there. Anyway, she's taking her to court.
Good.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Here's the thing.
Take
Kardashians,
them for all they're worth.
Can you try to be original for a hot second,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, that's
thanks
the thing. Like, if you're going to do it, at least, you know,
they
don't be lazy.
Though. They have no ability to.
They're fake.
There's nothing original about them.
Here she is. This intern is our opinionated Kana intern, Kaha.
Kim Kardashian modeled herself off of, what's her face? Paris?
Yes.
Yeah.
Paris
had the sex tape first.
Yep.
Paris did everything first.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
She's a bootleg Paris Hilton.
And made a lot of money doing it.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
And then became more powerful
that's
than Paris
true
Hilton.
It is.
Everybody has the capability to be original. You just have to be encouraged to do it. And the problem is it's been working for them.
Yeah,
so they have no, it's not that they can't.
It's profitable.
It's that it's worked for them to not be original.
You reward bad behavior. It's a problem with our society. Speaking of rewarding bad behavior, oh, look, I have another double winner or repeat.
Oh, repeat offender.
Yeah, repeat offender, however you want to look at it. Well,
who is
do you want to guess?
Oh, do we have a song for it?
Do we?
Is it?
Here come the goopers, scoopers, they are gonna find you. Stuff that's dumb on goo.
Goopa, scoopa, goopa, scoopa.
That's just what they do.
Goopa, scoopa, goopa, scoopa.
Cause there's always stupid stuff on goo.
There really has been ever since it was launched in 2008 by none other than...
Goop herself.
Blonde lady herself, Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, guess what's on the list of things to talk about today?
Gosh. Is this gonna make me have a meltdown?
Have you ever had a kid?
Yes.
Have you ever been pregnant?
Many times, okay. Yes.
Well, if you've ever been pregnant, you want to listen to this story because Goop is doing something that's going to make your head explode. Okay?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Have you ever heard the term postnatal depletion?
Explain to me what it is.
Well, it's a term apparently that has been popping up on mom blogs of late because of an interview that was published over on the Goopies with an Australian physician. And in the article, this particular doctor by the name of Oscar Saralek contends that pregnancy shrinks your brain and depletes your body.
That is such a dude thing to say. Go on.
Okay.
Sorry, that's just so...
It's on Goop, though, and I'll get to it.
Okay.
In the article and a forthcoming book, as published on Goop, Dr. Oscar Saralek contends that pregnancy shrinks the brain and deletes a woman's body of essential nutrients for up to 7 years. They go on to talk about how half of all moms experience the symptoms of postnatal depletion. Do you want to tell me what you think those symptoms include, Colleen?
I'm going to... lethargy or... what's that word? I clearly am displaying them right now.
Fatigue.
Thanks. That's the word.
Okay.
Anxiety. Weight gain.
No, but I'm going to throw that in because it sounds right.
Okay. Depression,
loss of libido, and brain fog. I have all of those things. So I think I gave birth recently and I have pregnancy depletion, postnatal depletion. So now, okay, postnatal depletion. I mean, look, you read a bunch of stuff and you're like, okay, maybe that's a thing. I'm surprised Colleen hasn't brought that to me and told me that she suffers from it because she's got every illness known to man, especially if it's trendy. That said, Colleen, this is what really galls me.
Okay, what?
Not by accident, next to the interview is what?
Next to the interview is, probably a link to order some vitamins that will make you feel better from that.
Yes. So next to the article is an advertisement for a regimen of Goop vitamins designed by this doctor and tailored for, quote, new moms. The mother load, as it is called, costs...
A mother load, I'm guessing.
$90 for a 30-day supply.
This is rude.
And doctors say, you know what? This is really not necessary. So,
okay, can I just state the obvious? And this is what women, moms, I love you. I'm here for you. I'm one of you. We're together in this trench. And those symptoms you're experiencing are because you have children. The fatigue is from the lack of sleep. Because you have children. The anxiety is what happens when you find yourself responsible for the life of another human being. That's that. The weight gain has to do with the hormonal shift of having a baby. I'm sorry. I get really uppity about this. Yeah. And what I don't like is doctors telling you that you are somehow wrong because your body did what nature made it
well,
to do.
Okay. So now we're going to get into some territory where I'm going to hear people are probably going to send emails. That's fine. But Goop, as you know, Colleen, this is not the first time they've been accused of inventing diseases as a way to sell products.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they promoted a bunch of vitamins for adrenal fatigue, which, according to a peer-reviewed journal from Endocrine Anonymous or Endocrine Today, I don't know what the name of the journal is, but mm-hmm. it's some endocrine journal, mm-hmm. says does not exist. And it's also similar to things you'll see where people are like, hey, take these vitamins. It'll filter out your liver or it'll make detox your liver, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just another reason essentially to sell snake oil. And it's just one more reason to, you know,
spend money.
Not like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, that too.
Also, I wanted you to know that when I'm reading this article in this internet thing that I'm looking at, there is an ad right...
the computer?
Yeah. There is an ad for a Power Fryer XL.
Oh!
Yeah.
How exciting.
I know. I really want one.
An air fryer.
Yeah.
Which I brought to work today because... y'all wanted to try my...
This is really good.
Just like fast food fries. They're kind of amazing.
Three easy payments of just $29.99. And that's 25% off the XL version.
I'm here to tell you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cooks with less or no oil.
It's perfect.
So that's the kind of like... that's the kind of stuff that I want to read about.
That's the snake oil that you want to buy.
I'm all in. Give me reasons why I need this power air fryer. Not $90 worth of vitamins that ain't going to do nothing for me.
Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks, Gwyneth.
All right. When we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, from fake science to actual science involving extinction and your spin class, right here on My Talk 107.1.
Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you never lie my ear, the only words I want to hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. We're streaming live and doing everything entertainment at MyTalk1071.com. Colleen Lindstrom, I'm Bradley Trainer, and now it's time to try to make our brains a little smarter than they actually are. And with that in mind, Colleen?
Turns out, Bradley, I got bad news for you. Mm-hmm. Your spin class is going to kill you.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I stopped going to spin.
Yeah, you should be.
Why?
Because...
Science!
Actually, I have bad news.
What's that?
It's not just spin class.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's just in the headline. Yep, all exercise is going to kill you, Bradley. Here, you think you're making yourself more healthy by exercising, and it turns out you're damaging your kidney and you're going to die.
Okay.
Vigorous spinning or other exercise, spinning outside of your exercise comfort zone, or any exercise you do outside of your comfort zone, what? Meaning working too hard,
okay,
can cause depletion in energy levels that cause cells to swell and then burst. And then those damaged proteins damage the kidneys further, and there's a condition known as exertional rhabdomyolysis.
It's rhabdomyolysis. Rhabdo, people call it.
Really?
Yeah, this is not a thing. It's a thing that nobody needs to worry about unless you're doing extreme working out.
In the Brisbane area alone.
Okay, you're reading things.
I'm reading data.
Okay. Share with me your
cases
data.
Cases have increased
mm-hmm.
from a maximum of 6 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Over a decade ago
mm-hmm.
to more than 40 a year.
Ooh, 40 people in Brisbane, Australia. What do they got? Like 50 people there? That means all of them? Oh, that's so scary.
Bradley, I came with a warning for you, and I feel like you're laughing at
the warning. No, I've heard of rhabdo. That's a thing that went around for a while that people said against CrossFit.
Sounds like a drug. That rhabdo.
Yeah.
People are getting into rhabdo.
But everybody who did CrossFit had to hear from their friends who were like, I saw this thing in the Reader's Digest that said you're going to get rhabdo. And actual rhabdomyolysis or whatever it's called is a thing. And but you have to be really, really overdoing it in a way that 99% of people are not to have to worry about it. So you're fine.
Unless you're not fine, in which case seek
you're
help.
You're gonna die.
You'll die. Yeah. But mostly you're
fine. This is like what people who like to sit on the couch point out as a reason for sitting on the couch more.
Bradley, but a 20-year-old man who exercises frequently,
yeah,
he developed pain in his thighs,
yeah,
3 days after a spin class, and he became unable to
move his legs. And he was probably overdoing it. Yeah, it didn't just like he just happened to casually be going to spin class one day and like got rhabdo.
But what about this 33-year-old woman who required dialysis? She was so severely dehydrated that she suffered kidney failure.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How many people in Brisbane have diabetes?
I don't know how many of them diabetes. I don't know.
Diabetes?
I don't know.
Would you venture to say it's more than 40?
Yeah.
Okay. Not exercising is going to be more dangerous for you on the whole than exercising is.
I agree. I happen to agree, but I just wanted you to know that you might die from this thing, but it's fine.
I just want people to know because these are the things that people are like, oh my God, I can't do that. Have you heard of rhabdo? I'm like, have you heard of like people getting run over by cars? Yeah, it happens.
Doesn't mean you should stay off the roads.
Do you know how many people die in car accidents every year? That doesn't mean you don't drive.
More than 40.
Yeah. It's a load of hooey.
Duly noted.
Hooey! Try to take away your fun. But that said, if you're really like concerned about it, go read about it. You're fine. Talk to your doctor.
You're fine.
Always seek help from a physician or practitioner before you change your exercise regime.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does anybody actually do that?
Probably not.
Like, does anybody call their doctor and go, hi, doctor, yes, I've been thinking of doing the Beachbody workout. I have my 90-day fix, and I'm going to be getting started tomorrow. Can we do a full workup and make sure that's going to be A-OK?
Yeah.
Nobody does that.
It's like when you... I do. You all need to consult your doctors, people. Get on top of your health, okay? This is a PSA. Talk to your doctor before going on a diet. Talk to your doctor before doing a new, like, fitness regime.
Were you drinking something
seriously,
back there?
What's happening?
Like, all of a sudden, you became the 80-year-old woman.
She had back Chipotle for lunch. I think I'm going to call him and ask him what they added to the burrito bowl today.
All right. Thank you, good to know that the future, Colleen, is paying this close attention to her health.
Yes, it's a good thing. Anyway.
All right. On that note, I need to let you all know that, you know how you complain about the world around you?
Yes.
Like you see a bad headline, and let's be honest, there have been some headlines lately. Mm-hmm.
Today, okay? Even.
Yeah.
Just even
Don't
today.
Don't even get me started.
I won't. Okay. I can't.
So you open the newspaper, you turn on one of them networks, and, you know, all you get is... I got good news for you.
Good. What is it?
It doesn't matter. Because we're all about to extinct ourselves.
Really?
Why?
Because!
Science! I don't want to know this.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I was just trying to tell you spin class might make you die. Now you're going to tell me all of us are going to die anyway.
Yeah, go spin your heart's content because humanity is facing its very own extinction.
Oh my God.
At its very own hands. This study found that there is a nearly 60% decline in sperm.
You have to say it a little louder.
So the number of swimmers that Western men have has declined by 60% between 1973 and 2011. So there was a 37-year study that looked at the fertility, or I think they call it fotility. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the amount of little swimmers that men have.
Okay.
What?
I thought that was motility.
Did I say fotility?
You did. It sounded like...
Fotility.
Just like pretend.
That's like male fertility.
This is pretend.
Fotility. Yeah. No, you're right. Motility. Male fertility is on the decline since the 1970s to the tune of 60%, meaning that the world could go humanity could become extinct really any day now.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Doesn't that just mean that the West is going to go extinct?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's not all of humanity. It's just people in the West.
Yeah, but think about this. Sometimes people in the East have sex with people in the West. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Intern Kaha? No?
Okay. Sure. I think she's grown tired.
I'm grown tired.
I don't want to talk about that anymore. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll start with the segment anyway.
You know, you're right. We're going to be fine.
I mean, but you know what the good news is?
What?
Now you can spin and you might get rhabdo and it don't matter.
Yeah. And I'm not having kids, so I'm single-handedly trying to extinct humanity.
Thank you for that, Bradley.
Totally fine with that.
Thank you for that.
All right. When we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we got to talk about Justin Bieber. Most importantly, what does Despacito mean? We'll tell you when we come back.